Hello, everybody, and welcome to day 13 of Jesus Revealed Season 2. And this season, as we're always saying, it's Jesus Revealed in Purpose. And as we've been saying from the beginning, this week is all about mission and being very intentional with how life is lived. And in day 13, I'm joined by none other than Pastor Wasim. Pastor Was, thank you so much.
How's it, Minister Z? It's so good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you. It's good to have you.
Good to see you in your element.
Trying by the grace of God. By the grace of God. So day 13, Pastor Was, is around purpose requiring prayer. Mm. And our scripture for today is found in Luke chapter 5, verse 16. And I'll read it. It says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." I really like that.
Yeah.
I really, really like that. Yeah. And there is something around about just being isolated and being in prayer that we can learn from around Jesus. And oftentimes he did these things after some miraculous events that he has done. But on with your perspective, Pastor Wasim, how would you reflect on this passage and just linking it to our theme? Mm.
So I agree with you. Very, very beautiful scripture. I think when I think of this, I think it's a very encouraging scripture because Jesus, number one, he shows the importance of prayer. Mm-hmm. And I think number two, the humility that is required, right? Yeah. To walk out a prayerful purpose, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
And I think why it's so important is when I reflect on this and I think of today's age, and just how busy things are. Mm. You know, we raised in a society where they want us to stand by ourselves, where they want us to be go-getters, where they want us to be able to make things happen. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. But oftentimes what I find is as we grow and as we can do these things, it becomes very hard to then to connect to God and to seek Him in prayer. It's easy to thank Him for stuff. You know, so thank you, Lord, that we can do these things. But it becomes harder and harder to connect with God on that level. And when we look at the Bible, it teaches us that we have to grow in our relationship with God, where it's not just us receiving, but we're also giving.
Yeah.
And Jesus highlights this, right? Where I think the correct terminology or the correct scripture verse is, "You freely have you received, now give." Really good. And we see Jesus doing that, where He's at a very good stage of His ministry. He's preaching the word. He's healing the sick. Mm. There's such a demand for Him, right? People want Him. When He comes into an area, they want Him to stay there. And even though Jesus has an opportunity to keep pushing, to keep going, to keep healing, He shows us that He actually withdraws, right? And He goes and He actively spends time with God. And I think essentially what this teaches us, the scripture verse, when I reflected on it, is we must know what God has given us, but we must allow Him to lead us through our prayer life. Hmm. And I think that's one of the things that really stood out for me.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that, because I'm also just thinking around, as you were saying, around how busy life can be and even how busy one can be in their purpose.
Yeah.
And it looks as if, yes, I'm doing the Lord's work, but it's a question of what is sustaining that work.
Yeah.
And to your point, Jesus provides that really good model of His ministry is sustained by prayer.
Sure, 100%.
And I like that relationship. And if we can look at maybe those practical applications in our lives. And I think this is for someone that is serving. This is for someone that, man, they have their props in church, in a sense that people are really giving them an applause and patting their backs around just the extent of work that they're doing.
Yeah.
But everything, when looking at what Jesus is doing and looking at this scripture, says everything with Him almost started and ended in prayer.
Yeah.
And I'm just now looking at how we then should wire our lives then into prayer and how we should fit in prayer into our lives. And maybe you can just personally reflect on how prayer has shaped your ministry and to what extent we should be consistent with our prayer lives.
Yeah. So I love that question, because while I was reflecting on the scripture verse, one of the points that really came through was, in the midst of his busyness, right? We know he wasn't busy, but in terms of schedule, Jesus made time for prayer. So when we're looking at our scripture verse specifically, before he withdrew, Jesus literally just cleansed the leper, right? And leprosy back in those days was it was a very big thing. So he cleanses the leper and then he withdraws. And I know our scripture verse says he went into an isolated place, but some translations, and even if you had to look at this, the root word in the Greek, it actually means a wilderness.
Whoa.
Right? So a lot of times when we think of a wilderness, or let's even use the word isolation, we oftentimes, we frown upon it.
Okay.
It's seen as a very lonely place. It could be a place of hurt, a place of despondency, which is true, because when we see different examples in the Bible, we see the Israelites when they came out of Egypt, how they didn't journey with God into the promised land. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 days.
Yeah.
We see it with Saul, with David, should I say, and he was running away from Saul. He was also in the wilderness. Yeah. And then we also see it with Elijah when he was running away from Jezebel because she was trying to kill him.
There's
many different scriptures like this, but I think the beautiful thing about this is Jesus shows us how he withdraws into a wilderness or into an isolated place. And he shows you how you can, if you journey with God, right? And if you don't wander, God will actually speak to you in those moments, and he'll prepare you for the different transitions in life. Because I love it. You just mentioned it now. A lot of times we see it when he performs these miracles and then he goes into the wilderness. And when you have this mindset that you go into the wilderness, yes, you can. Jesus could have continued. He could have pumped, you know. But he withdrew and he allowed God to speak to him. He then transitioned from different moments to different moments. And I think it's the anticipation of what next.
Yeah.
That is what prayer does. Myself and Pastor Kopano, we oftentimes speak about this, exactly what you were saying. Especially when you're serving in ministry, it's easy to think that your serving is spending time with God. That is not you spending time with God. Spending time with God is actually going into your prayer closet and exercising the spiritual disciplines. In this context, it being prayer. So it has helped a lot. I think spending time in prayer, just bringing it back to the question that you asked, it does help. It does strengthen you, especially in times when maybe no one else can encourage you at that specific time. Prayer does help. And it keeps you grounded. Let me put it that way.
is it grounded in a sense that you recognize where your help comes from, even in your purpose, even in walking your purpose? Is that how you're
100%
you're putting it?
And at the same time, the minute you said grounded in your purpose, the one thing that came to my mind is we are all flawed. We all have limits. And a lot of times God will put you in environments where you know you are limited there. Someone else could have been here. Unkept. But you are there. And I think prayer also helps you in moments like that.
No, I agree. Fully agree with that, Pastor Voss. I just then want to maybe zone it in terms of your prayer life and where that is, and the level of consistency. I think we've had a somewhat similar conversation with Elder Candace, I think, in the previous episodes, but it was more on just the broader spiritual disciplines of meditating God's word and then prayer and everything else. And I think from that conversation, it was clear that, look, it's not the most perfect, but it's that, how can I put it, pursuit of consistency. And I just want to, if you can just reflect on your prayer life and how that has been in your walk, and how maybe just in reflection, how you see that prayer life maybe evolving or shaping in a way.
Sure, that's a very good question. For me personally, because I, when I look at our lives specifically, you drive to work, I spend about 2 hours on the road, plus minus.
Yeah, sure.
You come home, you try to spend time with the family.
Mm-hmm.
In the evenings, you're tired. Yeah. So what I try to do personally is rather get up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to get up at 5. It's been going quite well.
Yeah.
I'm consistently being able to be up at 5. And then spending time with God. It's not always easy as it sounds, because sometimes you wake up, you're tired. Sometimes you wake up, your mind could be running.
True.
Right? You're thinking about a specific thing. You maybe have a concern.
Yeah.
But what has really helped me over the past few months, especially I think locking down, because you don't want to get up at 5 and then end up wasting time.
True.
Because then you might as well just stay in bed. But I think what has really helped me on a personal level is declarations.
Mm.
You know, so having specific declarations, whether it's declarations around God's grace, God's plans, His purposes, and then having scripture verses with that.
Wow.
And it's amazing how over the months of doing that, right, it builds up, yes, the spiritual discipline, but I think it also teaches you how to pray.
Yeah.
Because you get to a stage where you realize, hold on, I don't have the declarations in front of me, but I'm actually...
You're actually reciting them.
I'm reciting it.
That's amazing.
Right? And then also, because you're reading scripture verses with it, when you find yourself in specific situations where that scripture verse maybe speaks to, it's, I think Pastor A touched on this, it's you sort of banked it, now it's coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
So
in
that sense, it's helped a lot.
I think in
moments, I'm also learning to now gauge. There's certain things that you see prayer does. So now there's a testimony that begins to build up.
Yeah.
You know, because there's maybe specific areas that you pray for a lot more. So you'll find maybe if in that specific area, you'll see if things are not going as well, you could be doing all the right stuff.
Yeah.
But then you learn, okay, this is clearly God's hand that was coming through.
Yeah.
So then you also learn again the humility and seeing that you are not perfect and certain things only move with the hand of God. It pushes you in those areas as well. So I think as time goes, yes, it's the scripture verses. It starts becoming personal, but then you also start seeing it, the manifestation of your prayers.
Yeah.
And I think there's one scripture verse, I'm going to paraphrase it, but it says something to the effects of, we must ask God so that our joy can be filled.
Yeah.
When you start seeing these things happening around you, there's a level of joy that comes.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's also then a level of confidence. You know, I said this to the young adults the other day. We are husbands. As we're sitting here, we are still husbands. Our wives are not here in the room.
Yeah.
We are still husbands. You know you're a husband. You're confident in being a husband as you're sitting there.
Yep.
You're not stressed that you're a husband.
No,
You actively try to grow in that area of being a husband. And I think it has to be the same with our prayer life with God. Oftentimes when we don't walk in a close relationship, using this example of being an active husband, if you are not active in this, you don't always have the confidence in it. And that's oftentimes where worry and things can build up, because it feels like there's no cushion that you have to fall back on. But I think essentially, just to your point, the final one, it does build up a level of confidence and faith.
I should say that.
Faith as well.
Yeah. I really like that. Might as well just complete it. Say love. Just throw love in there.
And love.
Yeah. That's what's so awesome. And just to, again, for you to reflect in the manner in which prayer has revealed God's purpose or has aided in revealing God's purpose in your life. How has that been for you?
Sure. So I think aiding and also maybe aligning with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that actually. Yeah.
So I think I also just want to reflect on one of the parables.
Mm.
So it's the parable of the master, and he gives his servants these talents. He gives them the talents and he ends up leaving, and there's only a handful of them that actually multiplied it.
Yeah.
So he comes back and he says to the servant that didn't multiply it, he essentially says to him, you are wicked and you are lazy.
Sure.
right? And I think you also mentioned the word fearful. I'm not sure if he mentioned it or if the
I think the servant was the one.
The servant said he was fearful.
Yeah.
Right. And I found it very interesting what he said versus what the master actually said. Mm. And when I thought about it, is God gives all of us gifts. We all have gifts. He wants us all to multiply it. If we are not connected to his voice and to his heart, it's very easy to lean more towards the wicked servant and the lazy servant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think how it aids me and constantly aids me is that as you draw closer and as you stay, I guess, and grow in prayer and understanding God's voice and his purpose, it helps you just do things a little bit better.
Yeah. Amen.
There will be moments maybe where you do fall on that scale. But I think having that relationship, you know, and actively walking with it and trying to grow it, it does pull you back. And it does, I think, keep you in line with I guess, God's purpose for your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Pastor Ross, I think if we can wrap it up, maybe just a parting shot around just maybe the tools and just maybe the emphasis on prayer, linking it to purpose and how important to have a prayerful life as you journey in your purpose. What are some of your parting shots there?
Sure. I think for me, the most practical way to pray is get rid of distractions.
Yeah.
One of the most common things, and I was speaking to someone last week about it, was speaking about prayer, funny enough. And this person said to me, they just don't have the time for prayer. And I stood back and I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if you can say that you don't have time for something.
Yeah.
Because you can make the time if you really want to.
Sure.
So I think for me is get rid of all distractions. So if it's your phone, get rid of your phone. Find a time that you know there's going to be time there. So if it means waking up earlier, get up early. And if it's something that you're still developing and you might not have the words to say, then Google prayers.
Yeah.
Right? Get a script.
True.
And you pray it to yourself on a daily basis. And as you learn, I guess, the words and the ways that you can pray, then you can start doing it yourself, you know, more freely. And I think the last one is just try reading scripture a day as well. That definitely aids with
100%.
Praying.
100%. I really like that. Yeah. Very, very practical and very, very useful, Pastor Ross. Yeah. Thank you so much again. You've been a blessing to us in this episode.
Awesome.
And he's been a blessing to me. I pray that he's been a blessing to you as well, to everyone that has been listening. So in this episode, we really just focused on how important prayer is, how central prayer is, even in working purpose.
Yeah.
And one of your last few points was that there's never a point in time where you can say you are too busy for prayer.
100%.
You can always make time for prayer.
100%.
And even if it's those 5 to 10 minutes within your day, find it, do it, prioritize it.
100%.
Because Christ prioritized it, we can prioritize it.
100%.
Yeah. So thank you so much again, Pastor Ross. And to everyone that is listening to us in day 13, as you walk through this journey with us, I really hope that in all the things that we are teaching you, these are just the tools and practicalities that we can apply around how we can use prayer in purpose, use prayer even as a fuel for walking in our purpose. And wherever you are, please like and subscribe us. Go to all our social media platforms and follow us there. Go to wherever you are listening or watching this, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, or Apple. You can just like and subscribe and follow us, and you'll get these on the daily. Let's be a blessing out there, as Jesus has revealed, in purpose. God bless you.